salibonani lonke lonkele ngendawo ngendawo lapha likhona uJesu Marabini lo okhulumayo. Ngithanda ukuthi ngithi ngiyajabula kakhulu ngaleli thuba enditholileyo for the first time ukuthi khona ibhendi yami iyedlala ama-shows kwalaseNgilandi e-UK kuyonale inyanga ezayo ekaNovemba wonke kuze kuye kuthi ekuqaliseni kukaDisemba sikhonale. Ngithanda ukubonga kakhulu iShanya Events, ngibonge kakhulu Mr. Farai, ngibonge bonke abalandeli abathanda uJesu Marabini abenze kuze kufike leli thuba ukuthi ngithole ithuba elihle kangaka ukuthi ngiyedlala umculo wami omangalisayo phesheya kwezilwandle. So silamalungiselelo amahle kakhulu esiwenzayo, iband is ready, wonke umuntu nje hayi sijabula kakhulu, sijabule kakhulu ngaleli thuba. Ngakho-ke hayi abantu ababuye bonke eLondon abaphelele khona kulama-shows esiwalandayo khona ngale, abantu abakhangele ebulenjini babuke babone ukuthi silane sibaphathele khona. So ngakho-ke hayi si-ready lapha njengebhendi. Bonke abantu nje hayi abahlale belungile lapho bethenga izicathulo ezintsha ukuze bagide kube mnandi kakhulu. Ngiyabonga kakhulu kubo bonke, kubo bonke abantu abake befona, abanye bedinga amatikethi, abanye bekhuluma bebuza kakhulu ngoba kungokokuqala ukuthi khona upromoter waseZimbabwe athathe umculi kwelakithi ngapha emathebeleni lakoBulawa. So silungiselela isho enkulu kakhulu, silabo Fred Gwala, silabo Aganyabinde, silabo Tsedi Malaika, kuzabe kumnandi kakhulu, wonke umuntu kaphelele khona kuyona linyanga ezayo, kuzabe kumnandi kakhulu. Ngiyabonga Jesu Marabini one time.
Imyaka isihambile bo, wena ungabuye ekhaya. Ngabuya cabanga na, wena la ukhona. Phela wena ulubambo lwa, thina sofa silahlane. Phela wena ulubambo lwa, thina sofa silahlane.